remind me who seconded that, please?
I did.
Thank you.
Mr. Rickards?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Case number 11,048, Lewis Auto Mall LLC, east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, south of Marsh Road. A variance from the landscape buffer required in a highway corridor overlay zoning district.
Good. State your name and address for the record, please.
Ben Gardner, Davis Bonifredel, 23 North Wallace Street, Bonifredel, 19963.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
How are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Great.
As stated, my name is Ben Gardner. I'm a professional engineer and associate with firm Davis Bonifredel. I'm here tonight on behalf of the owner, requesting a variance from the plantings of the required 20-foot landscape buffer as required in the combined highway corridor overlay zone. The owner purchased this property in 2008. The Lewis Auto Mall has been in existence since 1992, based on aerial photography. It could have been built a little bit sooner. We've also found evidence that structures have existed on that parcel since 1984. Exact dates aren't known if we weren't able to find anything online as far as building permits and aerial photography and maps are updated about every 5 to 6 years. That's kind of why our windows are a little open. The landscape buffer currently does not exist on the project as it sits there now. The combined highway corridor overlay zone was first adopted in 1996 and then amended in 2004. We found out during a pre-application meeting for the proposed improvements that you all are looking at before you now that landscape buffer would be required with the proposed improvements that the owner wants to do as it combines buildings into one building and then have three out parcels for future use. So what we're doing is, as part of those improvements, you can see that we include the buffer width of 20 foot within the project. Again, our request is not to put the actual plantings within that buffer. The reason why is that landscaping would have a detrimental effect on the business because, as we know, with an auto sales store, it's that their inventory view from the street is important to the sales. That's how they're to be seen. And with the landscape buffer, with the density as prescribed by the code, you would not be able to see the inventory from the Route 1 corridor, where, as we all know, there's a lot of traffic here and even more in the summertime. What I'd like to hand out somewhere. Okay. What you'll see in images that comes down of the Route 1 corridor, and I'll wait till everyone has there so we can, so I don't lose anybody myself at the same time. What this image shows you the Route 1 corridor. If you look at the top strip, the top third, that begins at the Five Points intersection and moves in at least the lead direction to Marsh Road, which is the beginning of the Lewis Auto Mall. The middle strip, you'll see the Lewis Auto Mall in the middle. Again, that continues easterly till West Coast Road, and then on the south side, Route 1 continues down, and we stopped at right about the Kings Highway extension. And as you can see, there is virtually no landscape buffers within that corridor with here. So the variance of not planting the landscape buffer will not alter the character of the neighborhood. Again, as most properties along Route 1 do not have that landscape buffer. The exclusion of the plantings will not detrimentally affect or harm adjacent property owners and is the minimum relief necessary. The variance, if granted, is consistent with the current use of the property, as again, there is no landscape buffer as it currently exists right now. I thank you for your time and considering the request, and here to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, sir.
Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Workman?
Oh, that buffer is all grass now anyway.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. No other questions?
Mr. Richards?
How
how far would you move your inventory?
Inventory is moving 10 foot closer to the road.
10 foot closer to the road, so that means you're, okay.
It's still outside the 20 foot buffer. The 20 foot width is still provided, it's just the plantings within that buffer is the request.
So you're moving your inventory closer by 10 feet?
Yes, sir.
So you're gonna stone that? You move it into the grass?
Correct.
So are you stoning that,
It'll be hot mix, it's part of the whole consolidation, as you can see, I provided an existing plan. The existing site has four different buildings, and the intent is to combine three buildings into one and readjust all the parking spaces that it's more centrally located in that building, as you see current dealerships, today, and it's just more of a modification upgrade to that facility and that site.
Mr. Hudson?
How far are the cars from the, Route One now?
How far from now?
Yeah.
I think I measured it 50 foot this mor-, this afternoon, Mr. Hudson.
And how close will they be when you move them?
40 foot.
40 foot? So you're just gonna move it 10 feet?
Yes, sir.
The cars 10 feet. But basically what you're saying is you just don't want the plantings, you'll leave the grass.
But the grass will stay, it's just the landscape and the planting, cause that would block the view of the inventory, yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Have we already granted a variance for them to park closer to the, what's the setback requirement, 60?
25 feet.
25, I got you. It's not 60. No other questions?
No other questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to study this a little more. It's in my area, and it's quite a, it's eyeballed all the time in that area. It's very, very, a lot of traffic, everything in that area, and of course with the highway going both ways there in the corner. I'd like to table it and study it a little more, so I'd like to make a motion that we table it to our next regular meeting.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,048 until our next regular meeting of October the 1st. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Callaway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,048 will be tabled until our next regular meeting, sir.
That's next Monday.
Yes, that's next Monday evening.
Great, thanks. Have a good evening.
You too, sir.
Case number...